is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Congress approves action on Iran nuclear agreement. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill giving Congress the right to approve or reject a nuclear deal with Iran. Thursday's vote was 400 to 25. The Senate passed the measure last week. The White House says President Obama, who had threatened to veto it, now plans to sign it. The bill gives Congress 30 days to review a nuclear deal among Iran, the U.S., and five other major world powers. During those 30 days, Mr. Obama would be barred from waiving any U.S. sanctions against Iran. President Obama says the United States has an ironclad commitment to the security of its Gulf allies and would consider using military force if they were threatened. Mr. Obama hosted a summit of six leaders and senior ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council at the Camp David Presidential Retreat north of Washington Thursday. The six Gulf leaders came to the summit looking for reassurances from the president that the United States is fully committed to their security. Burundi's presidential office says President Pierre Nkurunziza is back in the country, saying that a military coup attempted while he was in Tanzania has failed. Mr. Nkurunziza's office says security forces are looking for the coup leaders so they can be brought to justice. There's been no independent verification of the president's return to Burundi. Rival army factions were still battling for control of the capital, Bujumbura, on Thursday. The fighting was centered around the state radio and TV complex, with troops who support the coup trying to take it from soldiers loyal to the president. This is VOA.